Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And today we are looking at the show is called Pair of Normals Podcast. Here is their description in Apple Podcast. It says, a pair of paranormal enthusiasts, Samantha and Jeff, recount the personal stories of searching for evidence of ghosts, dissect listeners' ghost encounters, and talk about all things paranormal. Their website is pairofnormalspodcast.libsyn.com. We're going to be listening to the episode Lincoln Funeral Train, Rhodes Hotel, right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this.
You are now listening to the Pair of Normals podcast. Join in as Samantha and Jeff recount their personal stories of ghost hunting, examine listeners' paranormal encounters, and discuss other hauntingly good topics. Remember, sometimes the things you see in the shadows are more than just shadows.
Okay, it's spooky.
Samantha, what's on today's show?
On today's show, I read a listener's story about almost running over a ghost with his car. Jeff and I discuss trying to track down the Lincoln funeral train phenomenon. We also talk about ghost hunting at the Rose Hotel.
Okay, I'm going to break in here. Normally, I would quit right now. That sounds like you're in a bathroom 2 miles away. That's some bad audio.
Welcome. I'm Samantha, and with me as always is Jeff. Jeff, you want to say something to the good people?
Hey, good people.
Okay.
I wish I had more to say here. I like the intro. It was okay. It gave the podcast some character. It set the mood that we're going to get spooky. But when you have two co-hosts, you cannot use one microphone. And I would bet the farm, I would eat my hat, I would sell grandma to the gypsies. I almost guarantee you're using a Blue Yeti in the Omni section. And out in the show notes, podcastrodeoshow.com/201, I've got a video that shows you, if you've made the mistake of buying the Blue Yeti, how to use it properly. But that audio quality was horrendous. And I got to tell you, I just did an episode number 638 for the School of Podcasting. And I had somebody email me that said, Dave, what happened to your audio? And what it was is I was interviewing a guy, one of the guys behind Squadcast, which is a great tool if you're doing interviews. And his brother had taken his microphone and he had to use the microphone in his laptop and it sounded horrendous. And my friend, a friend of mine who's a fan of my show, said, I couldn't make it through. It sounded big. It sounded boomy. I have a hard time understanding what's going on. So I would go out to, again, podcastrodeoshow.com/201. I'll put a link to my equipment page and you can get yourself. There are a couple ways you could do this. You could buy a portable recorder for about $150, spend about $90, maybe $50 on a pair of microphones, and you're done. You know, maybe $5 on some, windscreens and you're good to go. And then you just record directly into this portable recorder. And then you take the recording, you put it into your computer and you finish it with Audacity or whatever you're using. That's one way. You could buy a USB device for about $100 that would, and again, you need to buy two microphones. There's no way around that. You need to buy a microphone for everybody. And then the two microphones would go into the device and then you would use your computer as a recorder. That would be a little cheaper. You know, there are a couple different ways to handle it, but unfortunately that audio is just not acceptable. It distracts from what you're saying because I'm distracted by how it sounds. And so that would be that. And then the other thing I would do is, because this one's only $10 a year, go over to coolerwebsites.com and buy a domain. Buy pairofnormals.com. I think that's all you would need. And that would get just a little more polish on your website, a little more kind of a professional look to it. So I like the concept of it. Like I said, I like the intro. It was kind of fun. It got a little spooky. That was kind of cute. I like the guy with the English, you know, kind of thing. But your audio was just a deal breaker. So if you disagree with me, or if you agree with me, call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. That is courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. If you would like your show right here, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell, and you will have your show right here. Now, if you want a full review of your show, go out to podcastreviewshow.com. That is a show I do with my buddy Eric K. Johnson. He's got 30 years in radio experience. I bring my 14 years in podcasting experience, and we go over your show head to toe, and you really understand what's working for your podcast and what's not working for your podcast. So if you're interested in that, again, check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. That is going to do it for episode number 201 of the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.